The second lawsuit from Abdullah was in court Wednesday as Attorney Rona asked 3rd District Judge Ryan Harris to set some guidelines in a temporary restraining order about how the two opposing groups will communicate with each other at the hotel and what areas they will have access to in the event of emergencies or problems. Abdullah filed suit under his companies Argentum and Malibu. He names as defendants unit owner Thomas Bradley, 4 other timeshare owners on the board, and Gemstone, which took over management of the HOA in a contract that started this Saturday, February 1st. The suit says the election of Bradley and 2 allies to the board in January of 2013 and the election of 2 other board positions this January were invalid and void. Attorney Rona told us that group has been trying to control the Sky Lodge going back to the bankruptcy of the previous owner, Easy Street.
What is going on is there is a very small group of individuals who, even when the project was in bankruptcy, fancied themselves as the de facto operators of the hotel. And they've been engaging in violations of law. They've been rigging elections. They've been doing whatever they can do to try to maintain some kind of grip on the Sky Lodge.
The suit says Bradley and his group violated numerous bylaws relating to the proper way to nominate candidates for the board, tallying votes, qualifying proxy votes, having a quorum, and giving proper notice for the time and place for HOA meetings. The suit contends 3 other candidates from the January 2013 meeting were properly elected, and they should replace the Bradley slate. Rona said the Bradley group has been in violation for a long time.
The laws of the state of Utah require officers of an owner's association to comply with the bylaws and the declaration. Those are essentially contracts. And additionally, you know, people that purport to be officers of an owner's association owe a fiduciary duty to the remaining owners and to the officers of that association. So, yeah, there are a lot of violations of law, and they've been going on for a long time.
He said the difference in having Gemstone operate the Sky Lodge is already apparent since this weekend.
It's sad. The Sky Lodge is very high-end property. I mean, this is the sort of the jewel of Main Street. And what we've seen since Gemstone has begun participating in the hotel is just unacceptable. For instance, Gemstone employees are showing up on site to, do the work that some housekeepers do, you know, clean the hallways, and they're showing up in their gym clothes. They're not even wearing uniforms. You know, Malibu companies always had their employees in uniforms. In a project like the Sky Lodge, the employees should be in uniforms.
At the moment, Gemstone's contract to run the HOA is still in effect. Rona said that might not be for long.
We'll see how long the Gemstone contract survives. I think that the Gemstone contract will ultimately be extinguished, and I think that'll happen sooner rather than later.
Attorney Joe Rona, the attorney for Gemstone, Anthony Kay, declined to make a comment after Wednesday's hearing and referred us to a representative for that firm. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.